we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday, Brevard County. Thank you to the Refresh Radio broadcast. This is Bob Arthurs, and we hope you're enjoying the mild temperatures that we've been having thus far. I'm really praying that we don't have one of those 85-degree Christmases. I would like it a little cooler than that because I like it when my electric bill goes down. But today is a great day for us at Merritt Assembly of God. We got our Christmas service for our vintage service at 11 a.m. today. We're going to be singing several Christmas carols and just going to be having a great time together. And then also tonight is our children's crafty Christmas celebration. And that begins at 6:30. We've got some food that we're going to be providing. And I will be honest, I'll tell you, I am just about Christmas partied out. We had a youth Christmas party Friday night at our house. We had our board and staff Christmas party on Saturday. Then we had Christmas cookies and hot chocolate on Sunday night at church. The women had theirs on Monday night. And my wife's been involved in all of those. And then last night she was preparing for this kids program that's coming up on Wednesday. And I'll tell you, I don't see how people who party into the wee hours of the morning on a regular basis, I don't see how they do it. I know that we're not partying into the wee hours of the morning, but just all of the work that goes into those celebrations and parties, it's exhausting. I'm ready for just a little bit of family time and enjoying the presence of Jesus at Christmas. And so I do want to thank everybody at church who's put in extra effort to make this a wonderful time. And coming up Sunday, we have our children's Christmas program that's part of our Sunday morning service. And then I'm going to be preaching my Christmas message. And then Sunday night at 6:30, we have our Christmas banquet that we're going to be putting together. We're believing that this is going to be our largest attended banquet that we have ever had. And so if you would care to join us, give us a call, 454-4263, and we will make sure that you have a seat and some food on the table in front of that seat. So we want to say thank you today to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They have helped us out for a long, long time, probably over 10 years now. They have been one of our go-to companies where we could call them whenever we had an issue going on in the church. And they come out, they deal with it, they solve the problem, and they treat you fairly. And so if you have anything that you need addressed in your heating system, your air conditioning system, or your electric, give them a call, 632-9538. One last announcement that I do want to remind you of is coming up on December the 27th, the Sunday after Christmas. We only have one service that day. And we have Luke Scott. He is a Major League Baseball player. He's played with the Houston Astros, the Baltimore Orioles, the Tampa Bay Rays. And last year he was with the Toronto Blue Jays in their minor league system. And so if you would like to come out and hear him, hear his testimony, and hear him share the Word of God, that will be 10:30 a.m. December the 27th. And we encourage you, if you've got ball players or little leaguers, listen, my son benefited at our church because when we first came to the church, there was a man who was attending the church that had come down to try out for the Florida Marlins. And he taught my son things about baseball that I didn't know. And it was just really absolutely incredible. And so if you are care to join us, December the 27th. For some reason, I've got September on the brain today, but December the 27th at 10:30, we're going to have a great time with Luke Scott and the Word of God. So I want to take you back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 today, 2 Timothy chapter 2. In chapter 1, we had talked about a number of things that Paul encouraged Timothy to remember and that he reminded him of. And there's a couple of more things that are mentioned in 2 Timothy that we can address in that area. And in chapter 2, verse number 1, it says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all these things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers, but be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." So it is doubtful that we are going to get to cover all of that material in today's broadcast, but I do want to share with you some things in here that it says that we need to remember. And I also want to mention that those of you who have sent in email request, prayer request, we are praying for those situations with you. I had phone calls on Saturday night that I was addressing, and there was a family said, just please pray for us. We used to live over close to your church, and just please pray for us. We are praying for you. There was another man, and you know, the interesting thing about God is he knits people together in some of the most unlikely manner that you could imagine. We had a man who visited our church several years ago. He visited one Sunday, but there was just a bond that the Holy Spirit brought in that time. And since that time, even though he lives up north and has never been to our church since, he's never been down here. But time to time, he sends words of encouragement. Sometimes he sends prayer requests. And he contacted us Saturday night and said, you know, we're going to be down in your area, and we would love to be able to attend your church. And by the way, would you be praying for this situation? And so we are praying for that situation. If you would be praying for a young man about the age of 20, he's in his early 20s. And he's in intensive care. He needs a miracle in his body. And so if you would be praying for that situation, we would greatly appreciate it. So that my wife and I moved to Florida, we did not know the name of any person except for the name of the supervisor that I was going to report to work to. But we were knit together with people and have been on a journey of growing and serving the Lord, growing in faith now for, you know, going on 3 decades, that it happened when we came to that church, God knit us together. And even though we serve in different churches in different capacities, we are still dear friends to this day. So you need a body of Christ. The reason I say that is in verse number 1, it says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." The body of Christ is about relationships, that we have a heavenly Father and he wants us to be his children. And so Paul reminds him, because Timothy was his son in the faith. Timothy was one that he led to Jesus. Timothy had a Jewish mother, had a Greek father, and he became part of Paul's ministry team. And then when he came to a certain location, Timothy was assigned the role of pastor. And so this is one of those pastoral epistles. And so he speaks to him like a father would speak to his son. You know, I speak differently to my kids than I do to other people, you know, because I have a different responsibility for them. I have a responsibility to watch over them. Now, young people who come to our church, if there's correction that needs that those young people need, I'm going to give them the correction that they need. I'm going to give them the verbal wisdom that they need. But before I speak with those kids, I speak with the parents and say, look, I just want to keep you informed, because this is the situation that's going on, and this is what I'm going to say. Now, if you have a problem with that, then you need to let me know, because I'm going to address that situation. Through the years, I've seen people who would circumvent that process, who wouldn't go to the parents, and then they would end up creating a mess. And I encourage you to have as few messes in your life as you can possibly have. So remember that this body is about a relationship. If you are trying to do life all by yourself, you are missing out on the blessing of relationship in the body of Christ. That's why our mission statement is restoring value spiritually and relationally. There are people that you will benefit from having in your life, and there are other people in your life that you will be a benefit to. And so a lot of times people think, well, I'm not going to get anything out of that situation. Well, you always are able to get something out of the relationship, because you are able to be a giver in a relationship. If everything is about you receiving, you are going to become quite bloated spiritually. And, you know, the one thing that I think about something that's always receiving and never giving out is the Dead Sea. You know, everything flows down, but it doesn't have any place to flow to. The only thing that can happen is evaporation, and then you are left with extremely high salt concentrations in that sea. It's probably the only place on the planet that I can float. Well, actually, there was one other place. Well, we were on vacation earlier last year, I found a place, and it's like, honey, I can float. I mean, it was so exciting for me. I didn't sink like a rock. Remember relationships. So it goes on, it says, "And the things you've heard from me and many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Like I said, there's a lot in the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy that we could share. So I don't want to get too involved in that. I just want to set the stage for you to where we get down to verse number 8. "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things." So that is some good advice. Consider the things that the man of God says and ask the Lord to give you understanding in everything. To give you understanding in everything. My wife and my kids, a lot of times they get very bewildered by me because there are certain things in life that I don't pay a lot of attention to. I don't go see a lot of movies. I don't listen to secular music. There's just a lot of stuff that I don't get involved in. But yet, because I am a person who reads the news and I do tend to stay up on current events and I do recognize faces pretty well, every once in a while we'll be in a situation and I will say something and they will doubt that what I said is true. And then they get on their phone and they start looking it up in the internet and it says, unbelievable. He knows that. How does he know that? And I said, I have no idea. I've got no clue how I know that at all. All I know is I just try and pay attention to the things that go on around me. There's a group that is singing the halftime of the Super Bowl this year. I couldn't tell you that if I've ever heard of that group. I mean, if I was picking the Super Bowl act, I would never pick them because I don't even know anything at all about them. And there may be people who are listening and say, well, you've probably heard something of theirs, you know, in passing and just don't realize it. But for me, they certainly don't rise to a level of prominence. So pray that God will give you understanding in the things that matter, that he will give you understanding in the Word of God, that he will give you understanding in the ways of God, that he will give you understanding when it comes to relationships, that he will give you understanding when it comes to your job. When my wife first received her current job, she prayed and she said, God, I don't know if I can do this job, but I know that you know how to do this job. Help me to do this job better than anyone has ever done it before. And so I encourage you, if you lack understanding, if you lack wisdom, ask God because he fully understands everything. Now, verse number 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. And this may sound like a strange topic to bring up at Christmas time where we are celebrating Christ's birth, but on Sunday, I was preaching that the purpose of Christ's birth was so that he could destroy the works of the devil. I want you to know that you have a cause, you have a purpose that God has placed you here. Jesus, the reason that he was in that manger in the first place was because he was coming to devastate the kingdom of darkness. That's why Herod was so inspired to try and kill him as an infant, is because the devil knew that bad things were going to take place. Listen, whenever God wants to do something that is going to change the landscape of the spirit realm, listen, he raises up a Moses. He raises up a David. He sends his son Jesus. He raises up a Peter or a Paul or a Timothy. He will raise you up. He has you on this planet for such a time as this. There is a cause. And remember, during this time, this is what Paul told Timothy, remember the resurrection. Remember that Jesus was raised from the dead. The next time you feel like you are in a hopeless situation, remember that the grave is empty. And I shared some things on Sunday in the message, and I was in the sanctuary Sunday night. I was troubleshooting some things, and all of a sudden the kids came in. They were having their program practice before our Sunday night service, and I heard the adults, and they were talking about some of the things that I had said during that message, and it all is because of the resurrection. Listen, if Jesus just died upon the cross and he was still in a grave, it would be terrible for us. In fact, Paul says in another portion of Scripture that if there was no resurrection for Jesus, then we of all men are most miserable. There's no hope for us, and we have believed a lie and are proclaiming a lie, and that is just not the case. I thank God that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a reality. It really grates on my nerves because I want you to know I did not check my brain in at the door and say I'm not going to need you anymore when I became a Christian. Instead, my mind was renewed, the veil was removed, and all of a sudden I could understand spiritual things anymore I could understand spiritual things that I could never understand before because they are spiritually discerned, not just intellectually discerned. My spirit influences my mind. That is the way that that works. And so, but as a pastor, I remember one Easter season, I watched several documentaries on Jesus, and I watched one on NBC, and I watched one on ABC, and I think at that point in time, we had cable, and I watched one at CNN, and they interviewed the same person. All three of them were interviewing the same so-called legal expert. He did not believe in the virgin birth. He did not believe in prophecy. He did not believe in miracles. I wondered how in the world he became an expert. He did not believe in anything except for this. He said, there's only one thing that explains the radical change in the behavior of the disciples, and that is that the resurrection of Jesus Christ really did happen. And I'm sitting there and saying, you don't believe in all of this other stuff, but you believe in the resurrection. And I was thankful that he believed in that, but I want you to know, I believe in all the other stuff too. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the miracles. I believe in that Jesus raised people from the dead. I believe he was raised from the dead and that he ascended to the right hand of the Father. I believe all of that stuff. Paul reminds Timothy, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. And that word gospel simply means good news. It is good news because the resurrection of Jesus from the dead means that you and I also have a resurrection to look forward to, that the grave is a defeated foe. I was preaching on Sunday about out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and out of Hosea chapter 13, and it says that he had ransomed us from the grave. He had ransomed us from death and redeemed us as a kinsman redeemer. That means he has cut us off from the power of the grave. He's cut us off. So when it talks about he's ransomed, it's a severing that takes place. There is something that has come between you and the authority of the grave, and that thing is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a believer in Jesus, I want you to know that he is coming again, that if you are absent from the body, you are present with the Lord. There is going to be a resurrection of those which have passed away and then those which are alive and remain, that we will be caught up together in the clouds to be with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is a day that I am looking forward to, where we are resurrected and this mortal body puts on immortality, this corruptible body puts on incorruptibility, and we are going to be with Jesus forever in a place that has no tears, no sorrow, no sickness, no debt, no pain, no separation. It is no temptation, no sin. It is going to be glorious. And Paul, in many of his letters, he had to write people and remind them of the resurrection because there were people who were going around and they were saying that the resurrection of believers had already taken place, and they were discouraging people. I want you to know that the scripture says that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is something that we are supposed to use to encourage one another, not to discourage one another. And so he says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. He said, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. So if you will remember that not only was Jesus raised from the dead, but you are going to be raised to everlasting life, it will cause you to have the same mindset that Paul had that says, these light and momentary afflictions are not worthy of compare to the glory that awaits us in the future. You know, we tend to get myopic and think that just because things are the way that they are currently, that they are always going to be that way. And I want you to know that is not the case. If you are surrounded by problems, it does not mean that those problems are going to exist forever, but Jesus will exist. They are light and momentary afflictions. I don't care how long they last. I don't care if they last a day, if they last a week or a month, or if they last a year or a decade, or if they're chronic and they last for the entire 60 or 70 or 80 years that you are going to be alive. They are light and momentary compared to the eternal glory that awaits you in the presence of Jesus. Don't let something that is fleeting deprive you of something that is forever. And so he said, Paul said, I suffer as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. He said, but the word of God is not chained. As I'm proclaiming this message to you today, I want you to know that the word of God is going forth. I want to remind you that the scripture says that the word of God will not return unto him void. It will not miss its mark. It will strike its mark. Someone right now is, you're going through something and you might think that God has forgotten you, or that the word that he's spoken over your life is not going to come to pass. I want to remind you that the word of God is not hindered. It is not restricted. It is going forth. Jeremiah chapter 1, God says to the prophet, I am watching over my word to see that it is fulfilled. In John chapter 1, it says that the word was made flesh. I pray that the word of God will be manifest in your life during this Christmas season. Let the resurrection be a reminder that the word is still active. It's still quick. It's still powerful. It is still alive. Father, may we remember the resurrection and the life that are ours in Christ Jesus this Christmas season. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Yeah.